The front. All right. You guys doing all right this morning?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I like to hear that. Oh, my goodness. I feel outnumbered severely. Okay. That's good. I'm all right. All right. You doing all right? All right. Listen up. We're going to talk today about the holiday that we have. What's the holiday that's this weekend?
Labor Day.
What does that mean?
It means you have to go on a holiday.
You get a holiday? Is that what it means? Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Y'all listen up here quickly. Listen to this. Labor Day's a cool deal. You see, a long, long time ago, people used to have to work all the time. As a matter of fact, children used to work 12-hour days, 7 days a week. And back in the 1800s, as a matter of fact, the first Labor Day holiday was, September 5th, 1882. Very first one. And it was a holiday was set aside to remember the importance of work, but it also was to symbolize the importance of resting. And for instance, on this weekend, what do a lot of people do on this Labor Day weekend? Do they cook out? Yeah, they get hot dogs, they cook out, they play games, they go to the lake. How many of you are going to do something fun this weekend because you don't have to go to work or school? Yeah, it's Labor Day.
Yeah, it's Labor Day.
But let me tell you this, it was officially made a holiday in 1987, and every first Monday of September is Labor Day. And most people get off, not everybody. But anyway, a couple things I want you to know about Labor Day. Several things, it's to be fun. Second thing, it marks the end of summer. It marks the end of summer, okay? And also, you know what you're not supposed to do after today? My wife tells me this all the time. You're not supposed to wear white. Did you know that? It's uncool. Matter of fact, you're not really supposed to wear pants like this after. These are summer pants. I don't know what makes them summer pants. But this morning I got up and I put a white t-shirt on. It was a real nice one. I kind of thought it looked like a dress shirt. And I came into the family room, and my wife and my two kids right over there looked at me and go, uh-uh, you're not wearing that shirt. And I think it was Eric, my son, who said, that's an undergarment or something, undershirt. But anyway, you're not supposed to wear white anymore. Originally, the reason that you didn't wear white is because in the summer you wear white because it reflects the heat, and in the fall, which tomorrow it won't be cool, but we start recognizing it's fall, we wear dark colors, okay? So now you can dress properly. No more white stuff after tomorrow, okay? But three things I want to tell you about work. Real quick, listen. Working is a good thing. Those are two of my four children. All four of my kids had to have a job. And they all four worked at Kroger. You ever been to Kroger? They all four worked at Kroger. Work is not a bad thing. It's a way that you're able to provide for your needs. And I believe that at a young age, teenagers can start working. But here's the second thing. Listen up. Too much work is a bad thing. To work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day is a bad thing. The Bible talks about you need to take Sundays off. You need to have a day of rest. Because why? It's not good. There needs to be a day when you set aside to worship God and just to do fun stuff. Okay? Here's the third thing, and I want you to really hear me. Everybody look up here. How you work is a reflection of God. When you have a job and you're a Christian, you know what that means, guys? You better do your very best. Because when people look at you, you're a reflection of God. And if they see that you're a cruddy worker, if you don't show up on time, if you don't work hard, guess what? You're given a picture that's not very pretty if you say you're a Christian.